charities to encourage people to give. Lots of emails came in, and we'll delve deeper into them in previously on PM on Friday. We heard from aggrieved givers, from concerned charity workers, from people who've run charities, and from people concerned about how their elderly parents are treated by charities. As I say, much more on Friday. Now, though, we're going to hear from Ken Burnett. He has worked as a professional fundraiser. He helped start the Institute of Fundraising in the early 1980s. He's also the author of a book called Relationship Fundraising, which is about fundraising in the charitable sector. He was head of fundraising at ActionAid and is now a trustee of the Disasters Emergency Committee. In other words, you know a little bit about charity.
I hope so.
So what do you make? You've spent a lifetime in this sector. What do you make of the current headlines and controversies?
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about this. I have to say, like many fundraisers, I'm dismayed at the current headlines. I think fundraisers are dismayed, charities are dismayed, and donors are dismayed. And I have to say that I believe our voluntary sector is a national treasure. I think just about everyone wants charities to succeed and to do it right. But what we do find is that donors are very tolerant, and perhaps have been too much tolerant, because it now seems that some sectors at least are saying that it's time for change. And actually, I think a number of people within the sector have been calling for this for quite some time.
What's alarmed you most of all the stuff that's been out there?
Well, I think it's very tragic that Olive Cook and then Mr. Ray, who was featured in the papers yesterday, are both people who have enjoyed supporting charities. And I think people do support charities, and supporting a charity should be a win-win for both sides. Donors give because they want to support a variety of causes, an amazingly wide variety of causes, and they want to make a difference. And in return for their generosity, the charities show the donor that they have made a difference, and that they give them in return for their gift a sense of achievement and fulfillment and even joy. So I think it's both sides should be winners. And I think one of the things that's come across from here is that the donor, rather than the fundraiser's targets, should be at the heart of the fundraiser's strategies. And obviously, in quite a number of instances, this is not the case. I have to say that in many, if not, well, most situations, then the donor is at the heart of fundraisings, and most fundraising, I think, is exemplary. But obviously, we do need to focus on where it's not going right.
And where do you think it isn't going right? What sort of practices do you think are just wrong or questionable?
Well, I think perhaps we need to get back to some of the fundamentals. And in my view, being a fundraiser is a very difficult job. But what makes it difficult is it's not about getting donors to give money. It's about making sure that donors feel good about their giving. And if fundraisers had applied that simple fundamental, then I think many of the horror stories that we've been hearing would not have occurred.
And what do you think has caused that? I mean, you get the impression that charities are under such pressure to raise money for the good causes they want to support that maybe something's given there.
Well, I think there's a culture of short-term thinking, and often this is driven by charity boards and senior management teams,
targets,
where they're looking at targets and they're putting pressure on to go for results. And fundraisers, I think, have been aware for a very long time that fundraising is not a business of quick hits. It's about long-term relationships. And we actually don't want short-term thinking. We want and depend upon long-term relationships, which is what we strive to achieve with most of the people who are supporting us.
Well, let's have a listen again to Ian McQuillan. I know you know Ian. He runs a fundraising think tank called Regari at Plymouth University. I put to him on the programme last night the concerns of some listeners that charities had made them feel guilty for not giving, or if they were choosing to give less.
guilt and emotion, and you can be confronted with something that a charity does. You can be confronted with a situation and you can feel anger, you can feel indignation, you could feel helplessness, and you might also feel guilt that you aren't doing enough to alleviate that wrong. And the thing is, if you do feel guilty because a charity comes to you and says, can you help us fix this, and you say no, it's probably not the charity's fault that you feel guilty about that.
What about that?
I do know Ian, and I have a great respect for him. I think in some of these areas I might disagree with him. I think fundamentally guilt is not a productive emotion because it's negative, and I think we should be focusing on making people feel good about what they're doing and not feel bad about what they're not doing. And I think that's a very important distinction. We shouldn't make donors feel bad that they can't give more, because giving is voluntary and you have to have some disposable income to be a donor. So not everybody can be a donor. And every donor, we should look to encourage donors to give up to their comfort level, but not beyond it, because if a donor's uncomfortable, that will prevent them from future giving. And it's not in our interests. And so the skills of the fundraiser, I think, have to involve comfort. And guilt, to me, is not a comfortable emotion. When you look at the founding founding moments of our great charities, they tend to be driven by a sense of something that needs to be done. So there's motivations like anger. There's most of motivations like, we can do this. But they're positive, go out and do things, not negative guilt.
Thanks very much for taking the time. Ken Burnett.